Carmen Lave Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke. At this year's Stroke Society Australasia, I had the pleasure of speaking to Dr. Chung Xu, who is the CEO of the China Medical University Healthcare System and Chair Professor at China Medical University based in Taiwan. Dr. Xu has received a number of academic achievements awards in the US, including the NIH-NINDS Javits Neuroscience Investigator Award. He has been the chair of 12 NIH special committees and review teams and two American Heart Association review committees in Washington University PL and 32 multi-center or multinational clinical trials in stroke. In Taiwan, Dr. Xu's key appointments include President of Taipei Medical University from 2002 to 2008. He's been the President of the Taiwan Neuroscience Society, the President of the Taiwan Stroke Society, and a PI in many, many studies across Taiwan and internationally.
Well, it's a great honor for me to attend SSA. I'm here to pay a great deal of respect for the leaders and for the entire Australian stroke investigators, professionals, and others. So it's this is my first time to be in Australia, but I'm very excited about my first time to be here is to attend SSA, Chung Wai Xu. I'm an endowed professor at the China Medical University, and I'm also the CEO of the China Medical University Healthcare System of 8 hospitals with 5,000 beds. My other jobs is to direct Ministry of Health Clinical Trial Center of Excellence, which has the stroke project as a number one in this clinical trial center. And I'm also the principal investigator of Taiwan Clinical Trial Consortium for stroke. We have a network of 20 hospitals, and this is a national research project. I'm also the principal investigator of stroke biosignature. I will be giving a talk on stroke biosignature, which is a project aiming to find stroke biomarkers and to configure a picture, you know, a signature of stroke. And then I'm the principal investigator of the really exciting and novel study, which is Extend. And this is very important to extend the therapeutic window of TPA beyond 4.5 hours. A large proportion of stroke patients would not benefit from TPA therapy now because they come in beyond the, let's say, the window. But there's also an important element is a good proportion of stroke patients wake up with a stroke. So the wake up stroke would be included in the extent. So this is a really a world leading approach. This is a show, this shows how noble the Australian leaders about, with a strong belief if this and other multinational trials led by Australian leaders are successful, they should go to Stockholm to collect a Nobel Prize. So this is, I think it's exciting. You know, it's a visionary and career very important cause. Today I'm going to talk about biosignature, which is composed of stroke biomarkers. So I will make a presentation to invite Australian stroke authorities to try to shoot at me to say how we can improve, how we can modify, how we can do a better job. I'm looking for critical feedback for us in Taiwan to improve our project. But I will also sort of showing we have some innovative approach about looking at biomarkers to generate stroke biosignatures.
And so what are some of those novel approaches?
One is about the cholesterol, which is a very important component in making atherosclerosis or hardening of the arteries. But cholesterol is good or bad, depending on the changes of its composition. So we can use cholesterol as a crude biomarker, but we need to fine-tuning now, how convert cholesterol into a more sensitive and useful biomarker. So this is one, and another one is inflammation is a major drive for hardening of the blood vessels, for causing aging of blood vessels. So we also look at inflammation to look at the inflammatory signaling cascade to find sensitive and useful biomarkers. And finally, we also look into a microRNA as a novel biomarker. And we also have some interesting findings to show they are promising
And so what are the findings? Like what has sparked your interest in these
For instance,
biomarkers?
We used to think cholesterol composed of bad component, which is LDL, and then there's a good component, which is HDL. But we found, the LDL, there's a specific subcomponent, which is really made LDL a bad guy. And then HDL, we also found if the good guy is modified to become a bad guy, could be doing bad things, is a biomarker for bad things. Even though HDL is a good guy, everybody thinks he's a good guy. We found he could be a bad guy. And then we found some microRNA, which is a recent, relatively new in the field. And we have a certain circulating microRNA, could be a biomarker. Nobody touched this issue before. And then we also found one more. Would you think people overweight compared to thin guy, who do better with a stroke?
Thin.
No, we found that if you are obese, you do better.
So you mean like once they have a stroke,
yeah, and so there's a certain components in this obesity-related component. We call it adiponectin, which is also a useful biomarker. Yeah.
And so, I mean, does that mean that people who are obese have
not
a better recovery?
When you have a stroke, your outcome
your outcome is better
than the thin guys.
But isn't there more chance of you having a stroke if you are obese?
Is also we also had some data. Too thin, maybe worse than if you are obese. And certainly if you are in the middle, that's a good situation. Because obese can create other problems.
And did you find any biomarkers that you think are more specific to Asian people? Because I know there have been some studies coming out of China saying how different things affect different. Or
makes no sense?
This is
a very good question. All this we are talking about also has something to do with the Asian. When you are getting older, you are more likely to have this, like a good guy turning to be a bad guy. And when we get older, this bad guy is getting worse.
And so, is that specifically in people from Asian countries?
So that's where we can try to reverse. You know, we always think about when we get older, like this year you are 18, next year you are 19. When you get 1 year older, your conditions, body condition, 1 year older, this is no longer to be necessary. You could be 1 year older, your body is 1 year younger. Now we have this type of evidence. So if we find this biomarker, we would find the targets. We work on them to make them reverse. Like a good guy turn into a bad guy, we can reverse. Let him come back, reverse to be a good guy again. Then we are younger. So that's is the promising future. We can get older by age, but our body will be younger.
All right, well, I look forward
to seeing that. There's a biomarker. And tomorrow I'm going to talk about surgery. Surgery, you know, most of the surgery we do with a stroke is breathing, hemorrhage. And I will show, you know, neurosurgeon counts breathing in the brain to have a big business. But I will show surgery is no good.
And why do you say that?
Because we have a Taiwan stroke registry data. This is a collection of you know, nationwide representative data, just to look into the real world practice. And we compare with surgery with or without. And patients with the surgery are worse.
And so with the stroke data that you've collected from the Taiwan, how long have you been collecting that data? Could you tell me a bit about that data set?
We started at 2006, so now it's about 8 years. Based on the data, we have found quite a few important things. I can give an example. Male and female in Taiwan, who gets stroke first, male or female? Male, 5 years earlier. We just compare the males get a stroke 5 years earlier than females. Now, smoker and non-smoker, who get a stroke earlier?
Smoker.
So comparing the male smokers and non-smoking females. Non-smoking females will be 10 years behind the male smoker. Male smoker would have a stroke 10 years earlier than non-smoking female. Those are the data we have. And then kidney function. If kidney function is not good, outcome after stroke is much worse than people with a good kidney function. So those are just a number of things we have found, and we have more.
Thank you very much for your time.
It's my great honor.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Professor Shun Xu and Carmen Dave Jenkins from the International Journal of Stroke. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication for the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member.